Hello?
Oh, thank the goddess. You're a man. A real human man. The other cars in the lot are all empty. Maybe that's because of the snow. I was so afraid yours would be too. It's not like they can close a national forest just because of a little bit of snow. What are you looking at me like that for? Why are you so surprised? Is it because of my height? Everyone's always alarmed by how tiny I am. Wait a second, what's that box in your hands that's clicking so much? A camera? Is that something like a lantern? Ugh, I got trapped in a lantern once. A human man locked me inside. It was in the summer. It seems like there are always more men in the forest when it's warm. Why is that? Anyway, the lantern wasn't lit. If I'd gotten trapped in a lit lantern, I'd burn my wings off, obviously. Well, duh. All fairies have wings. See? Like a dragonfly. Yes, I said fairy. You've never heard of a wood sprite? Fey folk? Tricksters of the forest? Why are you shaking that clickety box of yours? Oh, I mean camera. Did it do something wrong? It's broken. Well, if you help me, I think I can fix your camera for you. I assume you're trying to capture my likeness with it, right? You humans call it a picture? Oh, I don't blame you. We fairies don't really wear much, do we? Why wouldn't you want a picture? That way you could look at my soft curves and my pouty little lips and get hard for me anytime you want. No, why would I be offended by that? I'm a fairy. Oh, a bimbo of a fairy. I get to change size and shape whenever I want. And I choose to be my natural self because I like how I look. Even when I'm shorter than a duck, my tits are still big and soft and round, aren't they? Giving men pleasure is the highest form of magic, according to the goddess. She really blessed me, don't you think? Now, are you gonna help me? Or are you just going to sit there getting hard and shaking your camera? Oh no, don't try to hide it. Please, mister. This is actually the favor I was asking for. Cock? I really want to see it. Yeah. That's why I was looking for hikers or hunters or anybody out here. Even if my timing is a little off. That's also why I'm dressed so scantily, even by fairy standards. I mean, usually we wear leaves or leather skirts, but this barely even counts as a loincloth. And if I squat on your lap, like this, it doesn't cover anything at all, does it? There it is. There's that hard dick again. Please, please, may I have a taste? Yes, that's the favor I was asking for. How many times do I have to say it? Your cock is the favor? Because my magic is powered by your essence? Come. By essence, I mean come. Sorry for the dramatic pause. Fairy folk are supposed to be mysterious and such. But yeah, my magic needs a man's come to work. And I'm all out. I need come. I need your come. In me? On me? In my mouth? Oh, on my ass? Just anywhere. Anywhere to get my magic back. As it is, I barely have enough to survive. I didn't want to admit this, but I'm getting kind of desperate for it. Is it that obvious? Normally, I'd appear to you at twilight as a sexy, sultry human woman. I'd hide my wings and I'd seduce you properly. All shapely tits and big, pouty lips and fluttering eyelashes, as I convince you to wash my insides with your cum. But as magic-starved as I am right now, I can't even change size, let alone hide my wings. I'm kind of stuck at this size, until I can get a little bit of my magic back. Please, mister, please help me. Let me have some of that hot cum. Just a little bit of cock. I'll reward you with a picture. Yeah, you can take a picture of me with your clickety box. That way, you'll have something to remember me by. And maybe, if you want, you could take a few degrading pictures of me, too. Why? What do you mean, why? Don't you think it would be so hot taking a picture of me with your cum all over my face while I stare up at you? Oh, I could even pose for it like I was surprised by it. Oh. Would you like that? Me kneeling in a puddle of your hot seed, like you sprayed me while my mouth was hanging open in awe. Here, take out your cock so we can practice posing. Yes, I'm serious. Come on, unzip. Good boy. Just imagine me kneeling under this cock, looking dazed, covered in your cum. And I'd pucker my lips like this, like I'm confused, but I still want more. You like that, right? Oh, fuck, mister, please. Could I please just get a little lick of that pre-cum dripping out of your head? Just a little lick to get a spark of my magic back. Oh, thank you. Oh. Oh, fuck, it's so hot. It's so good. Oh, I can feel it in me. Your pre-cum? Oh, I think I could get drunk off of this. Here, let me wrap my arms and legs around your cock while I put my mouth over the tip. It feels good, right? Having my soft tits, my thick hips and thighs wrapped around this cock like a little anaconda? If you want, you could move me up and down on it. Oh, yes, I'm sure. Please, just jerk me up and down on your cock like I'm a little bimbo fleshlight for you to fuck. Every time you slam my face down on the head of your cock, I'll suck up as much pre-cum as I can, okay? Fuck. No, I love it. I love this. Can you feel me hugging your cock tightly? Can you feel my chest expanding against your dick whenever I take a sharp breath? Vibrating your shaft by panting like a bimbo in heat. Yeah. Squeeze me harder. You literally can't crush me. I'm magic, remember? Yeah, just keep squeezing. Yeah, squeeze me until I'm out of breath. I'm gasping around this incredible cock of yours. I want my face to be all red and dizzy and wet with pre-cum as you fuck yourself with my little body. Fuck. This is so good. Oh, yes, harder. Oh, please. This taste. It's intoxicating. I bet I can deep throat you. Yes, even like this. Just grip me tighter and pull my mouth down over it. So good. You are such a good boy. Why are you stopping? I want more. More deep throat, please. I want to be used like your toy. Hurt me? Oh no, I already told you, you can't hurt me. I'm as enchanted as I am flexible. I could deep throat you at almost any size. Now please, more cock. Oh, goddess. I needed this. I needed this so much. Is it tight? Like trying to fit your cock through a flower's pistol? Wait, why are you stopping again? Could I take your cock? Like, inside me? Human, please. That lantern I was trapped in, I was fucked in it, too. That man who trapped me wasn't trying to sell me or regain his hearts. He unlatched the door, took his cock out, and shoved it right through the opening. I either had to take it like I was a fuck toy in a bottle, or wrestle it like a snake. What did I do? What do you think I did? I didn't want to escape, and I really, really wanted dick. So, yeah, I got fucked inside a lantern by a full-sized cock. Okay, would it make you feel better if I was a little bit bigger? I've barely got any of my magic back, but I bet if I was bigger, you'd feel more comfortable using me as roughly as I need you to. So... It always tickles when I do that. There. Better. Now I'm just big enough to straddle you properly. That's all the magic I could muster from your pre-cum. I'll need you to come inside me to give me some more. Well, of course I'm naked. Did you think the tiny leaves would change size too? Now you can fill your hands with my tits. And my hips. And just everything. I want you to feel every part of me, human. I want you to use every part of me. Well, except my wings. They're kind of sensitive. Plus, they can help me bounce on you. That's right. A little bit of levitation can help me balance on this cock of yours. Like this? Oh. Fuck. At this size, I'm still impossibly tight, aren't I? And I'm big enough now that I can rub my breasts across your chest while you grab my ass and fuck me. Yeah, human. Yeah. I need you to fuck me hard. Bruise me while you use me. If you can. Use me. Use me like I'm an airheaded little stack of feminine curves sent by the forest to be fucked, stupid. Yes, I'm using my wings to push harder against you. I love feeling your cock slip so deep. Oh, it feels like you're in my ribs. Fuck. Oh, the way you're bouncing me in your lap. I can't help wiggling my butt and squeezing. Faster. Please. More. More human. Oh, God. Being on your cock is making me airheaded. Like your cock is actually making me dizzy. Need it. I need it, human. I need more. So much more. I need you to fuck me, stupid. Do you like how I look when my eyes go blank and roll back and my mouth falls open, panting? Yeah. You like seeing me go stupid and come drunk for you, don't you? I love it. Oh, I fucking love it so much. Please, human, more. Oh, fuck. It's almost time, isn't it? I can tell. The way you're grabbing around my waist, burying your cock deep inside me. Oh, fuck. I love being your soft little fairy bimbo. Just a fuck toy for you to get off inside. Do it, human. Use me. Use your airheaded fairy slut. Come inside me, please. Please let my tight little pussy clench around you until I've milked you of every last drop. Oh, please. Oh, please. Human, come for me. Give me your cum. Give me your seed. Oh, fuck. Please, please, please. Oh, I'm ready for your cum. Give it to me. Come deep inside me. Yes. Yes. Oh, it's perfect. It was so good. So, human, how do I look? Disheveled hair, sweaty, naked, panting like I'm in heat. Will this make a good picture? Well, a deal's a deal. Go ahead. Take a picture of your bimbo fairy. Fucked nearly unconscious in your lap. What's wrong? The pictures won't take? Oh, yeah. That's right. I forgot to mention. Fairy folk can't have their likeness captured. It's part of our magic. You can't photograph us. Oops. Well, you'll just have to take me with you, I guess. That way you can fuck me stupid over and over until all of my magic is recovered. Which is going to take a really long time. Now, could you put a finger between my lips? I like to suck on something while I nap.